Welcome to Supply Chain Radio. I'm Greg Kiefer. Today I'm joined by Boris Felgendreher. Boris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
So today, Boris, we're going to talk a little bit about some research, a study that was recently conducted that kind of looks at millennials. And, you know, the millennial demographic is a juicy demographic for all sorts of companies. That's the cool factor, I guess, the new Gen Xers or baby boomers, if you will. Since this is Supply Chain Radio, why not take a look and see how supply chain impacts their behavior or not? So this survey that was done pointed out a few very interesting things, correct?
That's true. A lot of research has been done on this particular age group, and we surveyed the body of research that's out there. And two things stood out for us. Number one, millennials are not very brand loyal. That's, you know, the majority of research out there pointed in that direction, that they're more fickle, they change their behavior, their moods, their favorite brands, quite often, more so than the previous generation. So we wanted to double click on that factor first. Second one is, millennials are digital natives, right? So they grew up with the internet, they grew up with social media, they grew up with mobile apps. So that's another very distinct factor that defines them. So take brand loyalty or lack thereof and take digital native, put those two together, and what you get is what brands and retailers have tried for a long time, which is to combine those two factors, right? To double down on investments and apps and social media and websites to gain the trust and keep millennials brand loyal, right? But we want to double click and see if that's actually true and if we maybe can find some new aspects and just some new dimensions to the age group of millennials.
Right. And if you ask a millennial what supply chain is, they'll have no clue. But they have their own terminologies or thoughts about things that are very much supply chain, right? And these are some things that came up in the research.
Yeah, interesting enough. So we didn't, of course, focus on the topic of supply chain, where we asked them flat out, looking at the last 12 months, have you changed one of your favorite brands? Right? So very practical, very pragmatic question around behavior. Not the question, do you consider yourself brand loyal or more brand loyal or less brand loyal than your parents? But have you actually changed one of your favorite brands? So we upped the ante, right? We raised the threshold. We talked about favorite brands, right? In the last 12 months, have you changed your favorite brands? And it turns out that 61% of the millennials we surveyed admit to having changed one of their favorite brands in the last 12 months. So, boom, number one, they're not very brand loyal. That confirms it.
And when you think about supply chain issues, the things around sustainability or ethical practices or getting product when you want it, maybe through, you know, next day shipping, et cetera, were there any insights that came out on that realm?
Yeah, we especially asked millennials next. So after we established that, you know, they're not very brand loyal, right? They switched their brands in the last 12 months. We asked them what some of the common reasons are why they would change a favorite brand, right? So you have a favorite brand. What would make you turn on your favorite brand? That was a bit surprising. So the number one reason was product quality. And maybe, you know, some of the recent product recalls have kind of reminded ourselves that, you know, if you have a product that doesn't meet the standards, or even worse, if it blows up on you, which we've seen too, or if you have a major recall, you know, no amount of marketing dollar that you spend is going to save you from that situation. Millennials will turn on you. So that's the number one reason. 40% answered that product quality issues would be a reason for them to turn on their favorite brands. Number two, if they can't buy the product in the store or if it can't be delivered, they will turn on the favorite brand. So getting the right product and the right amounts onto the store shelves at the right time when millennials are ready to shop or having it available online for purchase, really, really important, right? So 36% said they would actually turn on their favorite brands if it wasn't available at the time of purchase. And now the number three and number four factors were probably the biggest surprises. Number three was if the brand doesn't treat its workers fairly, and if it doesn't pay its workers in the supply chain and inside fairly, millennials will turn on the brand. 25%. So every fourth person said, you know, if you don't treat your workers properly, I'm not going to buy your brand. That's big because, I mean, we're talking favorite brands here, right? And number four, the fourth important reason, also a surprise, was environmental friendliness. So if the product is not considered environmental friendly, millennials will turn on the brand. And of course, now the question is, what about some of the factors that you typically associate with millennials, right? What about mobile apps? What about social media? What about websites? All the stuff that, you know, we kind of intuitively think that that's kind of the way to gain the loyalty of millennials. It turns out they came out way, way, way behind. They were the bottom factors, right? So we're like 6% and 4% and 5%, those factors. So it's a big divide between the factors that are behind the scenes, right? So product quality, availability, sustainability, and how you treat your workers, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, you know, that ties back to, that's actually supply chain, logistics, operations. That's a lot more important than all the stuff that's on the glitzy, the front end stuff, the apps and the stuff that's on the front end, right? So if you want to gain the loyalty of millennials, the way to do that is really hone in on the stuff that goes on behind the scenes and get those right. That's the supply chain logistics factors.
Right, where companies have spent an enormous amount of marketing dollars on some of this stuff, but they're probably disproportionately underspent in innovation in making some of these corrections that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. At the same time, this points towards an opportunity, right? So companies who get this right, who understand that product availability, having the right product at the right time, the right amounts available, especially as you go into the holiday season, for example, that's super, super important, right? No amount of marketing spend on the front end is going to save you from a situation where a millennial is ready to shop, but the product isn't there. They will actually even turn on their favorite brands, right? Big finding. I think this was one of the most surprising findings of this survey.
The research explored some different industry categories, correct? Where it showed data from retail and consumer products and some other verticals that showed different things, or was it somewhat universal?
No, so there were differences in the product categories, right? So number one product category where millennials are most likely to turn on their favorite brands with food and beverages. Maybe not that surprising because sometimes you want to try new things, right? And you also just purchase a lot more frequently. So maybe not a surprise there. But clothing and footwear was number two. That was a surprise to me. So 42% of millennials said that's a category where I would turn on my favorite brand. And that's a bit of a wake-up call because for me personally, my intuition going in was that especially millennials, when it comes to shoes, for example, footwear and clothing, they're very brand loyal. They identify themselves by their brands, right? So it's surprising to find that if any of these factors come into play, like I just mentioned, availability and issues in the supply chain, they would turn on their favorite brands if it's a shoe brand or a clothing brand. That's one of the categories that ranked up pretty high. So I guess for everyone that works in that vertical, and it's reason to perk up and listen up and pay attention to these results. And also, I mean, especially this vertical is not a newbie to issues along the supply chain, right? So I guess the vertical or the industry that's been most challenged with issues in the supply chain, be it, you know, treatment of workers or payment or bad things happening, you know, there are a lot of examples from that vertical. So that's a double whammy, right? So millennials are quick to change in that category, and the factors that make them change happen to be factors that this category is already grappling with.
Right. And, you know, as regulars on this program, you know, we talk a lot about innovation and technologies that are available to help companies deal with this. And this just screams that companies need to get, you know, visibility and information that spans their entire value chain to ensure that these things don't happen, because it's not just going to cost you a little extra money or not have a product on a shelf. You're going to lose a customer, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, this is true universally. So I should have mentioned in the beginning that we did the survey, not just in the US, but we did in US and France, the UK, and in Germany. And the numbers are very, very similar. The percentage of millennials that switch favorite brands was actually highest in France, where it was 72%. Who admit to having changed their favorite brand. But in all the countries, it was over 50%. So lack of brand loyalty spans across the regions here. So that's not just a phenomenon of the US or France, but in Germany and UK as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting, right? I mean, sometimes you do see different emotions, if you will, in, say, Western Europe versus, say, the US. And here it's universal. This is not a regional dynamic that we're talking about here.
Yeah, correct.
Well, for so many years, supply chain has been a back office basement operational function where it's all about cutting costs and, you know, meeting demand efficiently. This research shows that supply chain is much, much more today than it ever was, because it's about customer satisfaction, brand loyalty, and ultimately survival of the company, right?
Yeah, Greg, I think you're right. The role of supply chain management has experienced such a gain in importance over the last few years. It's incredible. And this is not just driven by situations where you have major disasters and all of a sudden you know, the supply chain steps into the limelight, but it's in those everyday situations, right, where there's a stockout, for example, that's where brand loyalty is won. And that's where really rubber meets the road. And that's when supply chain plays such an elemental role. It's incredible.
Right. And of course, when you're talking about the up and coming millennial demographic, companies need to pay attention to this.
Yes.
As part of the push to get this study out into the market, there was some press release and media outreach that was done, and it really caught the attention of some very significant media outlets to cover the story because of its interest. Can you talk a little bit about some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were super surprised to see that this piece of research really attracted the attention of the media. So this week, we saw big articles and coverage of this survey in Le Figaro, which is one of the largest daily newspapers in France. We saw it in Wirtschaftswoche, which is the largest business publication in Germany. We saw it in The Independent, a large business paper in the UK. So, yeah, I mean, the results are surprising and somehow counterintuitive. And I think they attract the attention. So it's worth having a closer look, and we'll add a link into the show notes so people can have a look there too.
Right. So, yeah, be sure to go check all that stuff out. There's a lot of information. There's a wonderful infographic. And I think you'll all find that what this uncovers is something that we should all keep an eye on, because millennials aren't going anywhere. So, Boris, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
This is Greg Kiefer and Boris Belgendreer and Supply Chain Radio. We are signing out.